All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something kind of different.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking at just lyrics.
Interesting.
No music, no interviews, just straight up words.
Wow. Okay.
And the words are by William Brandis.
Okay.
And he's a blind songwriter and guitarist, and he performs under the name Billy White Kane.
Interesting.
So this is really cool because it makes you think about songwriting in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, how does someone who's blind approach being creative differently,
Yeah, that's a great question.
you know?
I think it makes you think about the role of sight in songwriting. When we
Really?
think about it, like a lot of lyrics are full of like these visual metaphors, like
Exactly.
blinded by love or like a colorful personality.
Right.
But with Brandis, I think we're kind of invited into this world that prioritizes other senses completely.
Exactly. And, you know, we're getting a glimpse into that world with his song dancer.
Yeah.
And even without the music, I think the lyrics really paint this vivid picture, especially the chorus, like, Julie is the answer. Take me home, you lovely dancer. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's really interesting that repetition, it
Yeah.
almost feels like a mantra.
Right.
Like it's really emphasizing how important this Julie figure
For
is.
sure.
And, you know, even in the verses, the language is so grounded in sound and touch.
Yeah.
Like he sings, I can't see, but hear sound, and touch is my ground. You
Wow.
can like practically feel the music through his word.
That line about touches my ground really stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It is.
And even though he can't see, the lyrics are full of action. You
Right.
know, like hitting the floor with lightning speed, touching hands.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you think those descriptions would be different coming from a songwriter who could see?
Yeah, I think so. I think for sure. Like think about describing a sunset.
Okay.
Someone who can see might focus on like the visuals, right? Like the colors.
Yeah.
But for Brandis, because of his experience, he might describe like the warmth of the sun on his skin or the sounds of the world like winding down as
Lines
day
down.
ends, you
Okay.
know?
Yeah.
It's a totally different way of experiencing the world and turning it into art.
That's so cool. I mean, it really makes you wonder if for someone like Brandis, music isn't just something you hear,
Yeah.
it's something you feel with your whole body.
Exactly. And you can feel that in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Even the rhymes emphasize like the sonic experience. Like,
Okay.
look at hear sound, my ground.
Right.
It creates this echo that reinforces the importance of sound, you know?
That's awesome, but I keep going back to that Julie is the answer line. I
Yeah.
mean, what do you think it means? It feels like Julie is something bigger.
Yeah, I think you're right. When you look at all the lyrics together,
Yeah.
Julie could symbolize a lot of things.
Oh, like what?
Like love or connection, maybe even like a guiding light,
Right.
or even like music itself, you know?
Interesting.
The thing that gives him purpose,
Wow. I
when you put it that way, it adds a whole other layer to the song.
totally. It's incredible how much you can say with just a few lines.
Yeah.
It really shows the power of language
Sure.
and that you can be creative no matter what challenges you face.
I agree.
It's like this deep dive into Dancer has shown us that not seeing the world in the typical way can actually bring a whole new level of artistry.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves you with a lot to think about.
It does.
What if we tried to experience the world or even art through different senses?
That's an interesting thought.
What new perspectives would we find?
That's a great question for everyone to consider.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me today for this deep dive.
Of course, anytime.
Until next time.
Bye.